It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 660.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? How are we? Happy Thursday, Thumper. Over to you. Okay.
No, Thursday Thumper was great.
I don't actually know what Thumper means, but I just Thursday and Thumper go together. And you could say we had a Thumper last night.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
In terms of what it means, we've got the who's asked what the translation was. Real Inky Doo's asked what it means, mate. I don't know, but it just sounds good.
So I really like. Do you know what I like more is when 97 says "Real Inky Doo"? Can you say it one more time?
Real Inky Doo.
Real Inky Doo.
How's your day been, TJ?
Yeah, Bodie's been quite an angel. After he had a nap, took him to the dirt jumps and rocked up, and there was a sign hanging and I couldn't read it from afar, so I went over and I was hoping it wasn't dirt jump park is closed. And just so you know, I wouldn't have gone there if there was other little gronks there. Definitely wouldn't have gone there, but there was no gronks, and so it was just Bodie and I, and the sign said just keep your distance. Oh, so we went hard,
and he got dirt all over his bike. Yeah.
No. But he, no pedals.
When does that happen?
Oh, I mean, it's, I don't know, maybe 4, 5? Getting there. Like, he's still got to, he can hold his balance, but he wouldn't know what to do with pedals. What did I give him today that he didn't really know what, this is the thing. I tried to, I had to convince him to lie on the concrete with his arms out, and then I traced him with chalk like a murder scene.
Oh, that's cute.
Great.
But he loved it when he stood up, and then I tried to get him to do it to me, and he just couldn't do it. He just was drawing on my clothes. Wow, I don't know about dumb. It's just these little motor skills aren't too fine at this point.
It was a joke. I mean, chalk, not great. If you're washing your hands a lot and then doubling down with chalk, you're going to have crispy hands by the end of this.
To be honest, I mean, washing your hands, I'm not washing them that much. I mean, okay. I'm not going out much at all. If I go out and I touch shit, I wash them. And definitely have felt like my hands are dirtier, but I think it's mental. I'm definitely thinking, I've definitely got something on my hands. But I'm not excessively. What are you doing? Are you just
non-stop? No, I'm washing
non-stop.
Them all the time. But they're actually a little bit, they're a bit dry, but for the first time I've started using the moisturizer. The problem with the moisturizer being that when I put it on, it gets, you don't want to touch your keyboard and shit after you use the moisturizer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's nothing.
How long
worse
does it last till it goes away?
Until the moisturizer goes away?
Yeah, until you reckon it's fully in your hand. Or do you reckon it just rubs off?
I was wiping it down all over my arms and legs by the end of it.
I mean, sometimes you don't want to be picky, but I am going to be picky. You walk into a cafe trying to get a takeaway baby chino and a marshmallow, and they've got a sanitizer there. You press it and you put it in your hands and you realize that it's the sanitizer crossed with moisturizer. Absolutely not. You're slippery. It's just, you want the real alcohol one, or the, you know, high percentage that just almost like disappears in your hands. That's the sanitizer you want in life.
Yeah, I like the one that's got the bit of foam, that's got a bit of a foaming agent to it.
Oh, yeah. Lube doesn't count.
No, is there lube with foam? Foam, is there?
I don't know. Mace would probably know. Not my
searching it up now.
Actually, I wanted to do a shout out. I've given 97 a lot of shit in the past few days. However, he's done a great job technically. He's spent the last few days trying to work out. We've been trying to get the audio dialed in, and I'm very happy with it right now. So thank you, Sevs, for all your extra work.
That's okay. It sounds great. Well done, Sevs. You happy with yourself?
Yeah, I am. It's a bit annoying because it's not perfect, but it's a good solution.
How are you tracking progress within your life at the moment, Sevs?
How am I tracking, or how am I actually like measuring it?
Both tracking, okay. Measuring, dialing.
I mean, I'm still trying to figure out the whole routine when it comes to all the working out and stuff. Like, it's it's not consistent yet. It's like either do it in the morning or, you know, 9 o'clock at night. That's hard because it's not like I can go to the gym on the way home, or it's like a whole separate place from your house. It's real first world problems having a gym at home.
TJ, can you turn down your headphones? It just a tad. It just comes through a little bit for Sebs. You're right.
What are the things you're not really that upset? I mean, gyms, when I think about them, I haven't been in a month. Mm. I'm glad I cancelled my membership. But I'm not missing the environment of a gym at this moment. Mm. Like, yeah. You, Sebs? Sorry, just a very, very niche combo for Mason and I.
I'm loving it. It's great. You guys are just getting on board with how I've felt for a very long time. Gyms are dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just loving it. The whole gym environment, it's a weird environment. I guess you sort of like, I'm focused on my exercises, so I don't really think about the whole environment, but... Yeah, it is nice and not being with, like, being in a place where people are, like, throwing weights around and then smashing them on the floor and just real alpha male sort of stuff.
Too much for you.
Yeah.
Too much for baby. JJ, posing this question to you, what's something in the last 3 months or just recently that you've... It's almost a shift in behavior where you have realized you're growing up. Like it's a different thinking to what it once was. Like, so it could be for me with Bodhi, it's around swearing. And mm-hmm. I've always sworn and I've always pushed back on people who push back on swearing and told them to fuck off. But, and then it's like kids, you know, when you hear parents, they're like, oh, don't swear in front of the kid. It's, and the learning for me is, where I think it's maybe some growing up is when you hear your kids start to swear, it's like, oh no. Like it's the penny drop moment where you're like, okay.
What's your swear word of choice?
Amy reckons she heard him saying the C word walking up the stairs. Just over and over. Over and over.
How often are you saying it?
Not a great deal. And that's where I was like, that's a weird one. Sebs, when you were in the car recently, this is when we were setting up all the stuff and we're driving, I just noticed that you swear a lot around Bodhi.
I do, yeah.
So you're blaming 97?
Oh, no, not at all. Mason never says the C word. I say fuck a lot. And the thing is
saying the C word.
I don't know who's... I mean, it's probably me at some point, but I don't... Like, it's... You don't tend to say it when you're driving. I tend to say, fucking idiot," and he starts saying that. and he when he's pretending to be me driving, mm-hmm. fucking idiot.
No, that's not ideal. Now, how have
but I don't up? Say that.
I don't know if I have.
What about something you care about? You know, when you're younger, but that you don't care about now. Anything like that?
I think that now what I've realized is that I care. When I was younger, I think that I was pretty out there, but I still cared a bunch what people thought, whereas I feel like that's less of a filter. Like I'm using that less of a filter where I can see a bit of pushback or I see that people are uncomfortable with the way I am, but I'm sort of like not being not just unnecessarily... giving pushback or whatever, but I think I'm just comfortable mm-hmm. just being like I'm going to adapt obviously for things like when you've got close relationships and it's a constant give and take, but I'm not caring what the average person's thinking. I think
it's hard to be caring about, it's hard to be a quirk that is different and also then care about what people are thinking of you because it's like most likely they're thinking you're an absolute quirk.
Grace says that she doesn't miss the creeps at the gym, that's for sure. Is she referring to you guys?
No, there is some absolute freaks at the gyms. Like it does bring out just the big weird units.
It does, doesn't it?
People spend time in, you know, cubicles, for a lot. Well, I worked there. So I worked as a gym instructor, and then I would close the gym at night. And so I would be there until late, till the last person's there. I once caught a guy wanking in the toilet. I didn't catch him. I was just like, knew what was going on. And he was this weird little fella.
Did you call it out?
Nah, because he was a bit off. Mm-hmm. He was a bit off. And
it was a pretty off thing to do at the gym.
I mean, it was very true to his character, if anything. He had these big arms and small everything else. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit bizarre. But surely you'd be missing your saunas, Sevs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I've noticed like everything, like all my muscles and stuff, they're all tighter, and like I'm definitely like less flexible and more sore.
Is that the stress Josh is putting you under?
Yeah.
Well, you reckon your back. So I need to get into the Shakti mat. It's been a few days, but I'm already feeling. But like I'm literally only 24 hours in or whatever into my new lifestyle. A new diet.
Have you eaten sugar? Is that no. What have you cut?
No, we've just cut like all refined stuff. But 97 requested to be in. Bree's got a private Instagram account that she set up where she just posts the meals so we can keep track. 97 and he's wanted asked. To be around it. Yeah, so he did and we accepted. And Bree posted
what's
a photo.
What's the Instagram account? What is it?
I don't know. What is it?
Hang on. I got to find it.
Because you have to accept people, which you'd just be able to see who's curious from listening right now.
Well,
slowcarb.meals.
I mean, not a bad username.
And so yeah. Bree, she created a logo for it and everything, but it's just for us. And but Sev's already commented. Saying, oh, two coffees already. And Bree sort of had to put her community manager hat on and said, hi, sorry, we're not allowing this in the community.
This is a safe space for our community. If you're going to judge, we'd like you to unfollow.
He's the is only that what follower. She said?
Yeah. Now, you got 5 following now.
Oh, really?
And I've just requested from the Daily Talk Show, which is I reckon I'll get through based on Bree thinking, oh, that's probably Josh just trying to give us a few extra.
We
extra
sold
likes.
The couch, by the way.
Oh, you did? Mm. Did you get 700?
We got 500. Bree negotiated based on the lady being pregnant and losing her job.
So you mean there's no negotiation. You mean she just felt sorry for this person?
Mm, yeah. Well, Bree said, hey, like the
she was said, negotiated.
Hey, 500. Bree said, oh, we can do it for 600. She said, look, I'm pregnant. About to lose my job. And Bree's like, okay.
I reckon you're going to be a bit more cutthroat. I reckon I mean, I wouldn't have gone down to 500.
I mean, I first would have said, why are you spending 500 bucks on a couch then if you're just losing your job?
Well, because she's pregnant. I guess you want to be comfortable.
Oh, no. That is manipulation at its finest.
Well, the one rule was... We can sell the couch. I just don't want to have to deal with the interactions. And so I'm going to hide in the office, home office, whilst the husband and Bree move the couch.
When is it being picked up and when are you getting a new one?
7 p.m. Is when the pickup happens and we will have the new couch tomorrow morning.
God, that's pretty good. When did you buy the new couch?
Bree, after she sold it, she contacted the place and said, hey, want to confirm that we can get this. So it might be tomorrow afternoon, but it is tomorrow that we're getting it.
Oh, I mean, God, I wonder how many people are going to get on this JobKeeper thing, like the government payments and start just buying again. I wonder if there will be a spike in the economy.
Well, I guess the point of it is, from a stimulus point of view, is that you need people buying shit. Mm-hmm. We're definitely not we're not going crazy. Man, it's so cheap cooking these beans and stuff. Like the the black beans have been serving really well. I put black beans, cucumber or zucchini, Mace? Which one?
Did you cook it?
Yeah.
Zucchini.
He's probably cooking cucumber.
Are you sure? Yeah. Now, zucchini. So I put zucchini in it, tomato, onion. capsicum and black beans, and I put it in a big pot with like the crushed tomato things. Let it slow cook for 5 hours.
Tin tomatoes?
Yeah, tin tomatoes.
Okay.
And so then after doing that, I put it into a big bowl into the fridge, and then every morning I put enough in a ramekin, like one each, and then crack 2 eggs, and then that's, and then we put it in the oven 200 degrees for about 20 minutes.
I mean, blessing in disguise, this thing for you, that finally you've started cooking. It
yeah,
took,
that's great.
It took a mass disaster, mass pandemic to get you to start cooking.
Yeah. I'm feeling good about it all. I've got the boiled eggs happening. I just crack them. I can't believe like
Ben Fordham approved.
Yeah. No, they're perfect. I mean, anything else? Have we got nothing today?
No, mate, you've just gone to give us a cooking demo.
Serves, what do you got? Are you cooking on the stream?
Shannon says she misses the gym so much. She misses being around other people working out. She doesn't actually talk to anyone at the gym, but she just likes being there.
Well, it is an environment that gets you going. Like, it does. It's, Shannon, you're home with your child, so it's, you know, getting that sort of hour of exercise at the gym by yourself is very handy.
Jem's also saying she's doing FaceTime dance classes next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do I have to do to get involved?
And what kind of dance? What is it? Is it like
a... Jem says it's with a girl I know who's a dancer, but she's thinking of doing like video tutorials and stuff for people to play along at home.
Oh, that's good.
That's a great idea.
I need new dance moves for my Saturday sesh.
Oh, could you do a TikTok dance special, Instagram Live, where you take just get TikTok on and copy what comes up. You know how it just auto plays through TikTok.
Wait, so how do I respond? I've never done a TikTok. How does it actually work?
Oh, okay, Boomer. Well, what you do is you jump into the app, and then there's music in there. There's different filters, and so you can
like a plus button or something.
Hang on, I'm just going to open up my TikTok. Yeah, but you can upload videos that you've got on your phone, or you can film in the app. But I think what I was saying for you, like right now, I could film something.
Okay.
But there's effects, and then on the side, like self-timer, flash, speed ramping.
I'm committed to doing 3 TikToks a day.
No, I don't mean that. So. I just mean that.
Shannon says I've got TikTok dancers banking up ready to post.
Oh, great. So what do you mean? She's filming herself doing the TikTok dances?
Or yeah, I think so.
You've just been... I mean, because there's all the poses these days downloading people's TikToks and posting them.
They're just curating.
Well, I mean, if that is the case, what I was saying, JJ, is actually putting your... putting TikTok on and it just scrolling through, and you're trying to copy them with the live. So I'm not saying do more.
Oh, okay.
Do your Saturday dance.
I've done a TikTok. Shannon's saying, Josh, we should do a duet. Get in there and choose one and we can do it. I'm happy to open the shop. Given that we can do that. How about open the shop, by the way? What happened to that series?
Pandemic.
It's too hard.
Pandemic took it this month. You need to be around people. You haven't been around people in weeks.
Maybe I could do an open the shop of me and my TikTok.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun. I could definitely get around the TikTok. How much time is everyone spending on their screen? Like, I think it's a good little temperature check. While you do that, Lyndon says, is there a book for April? Good question, Lyndon. Yeah, there is. It is The Advice Trap by Michael Bungay Stania. I would suggest getting it via Kindle or any ebook platform potentially, or George's Mum's Bookshop in Byron, which is the book collective, Bookroom Collective, sorry.
The Bookroom at Byron.com.
Thank you.
And just go to the Daily Talk Show Book Club category and it's just there. $24.99.
What's your screen time like, TJ?
Daily average, is that what you're looking at, Sevs? What are you going?
I'm 6 hours and 16 minutes for the week.
So daily average 5 hours 32. What are you,
five
Josh?
5 hours 32. So what was yours, Mace?
6 hours 16.
Okay.
11.5 on Instagram.
Mine actually won't be that high, I don't think.
5 hours, 15 on messages.
6:34. What was yours again?
Sorry, how much on messages, Mr. 97?
5 hours and 15.
5 hours?
On messages? The green one?
Yeah, not even. The green one.
What are you doing on messages?
Just messaging. You know,
who are you messaging? Who are you messaging?
The last message. What was the last message you sent?
Last message sent was, glad I've got your friend's support.
Yeah, great. That was to me. Oh, this is a good one. How about we do this? You know how there's, this is, go. We all have to go back into your phone and then you hit up. So you hit the top of it. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty boring. I was going to say, post the first photo in your album, bring it up, and then we can put it onto, but it's very boring, my one. Mine is just the beach.
As in the very, very first. This is too confusing.
You just, in your phone, the first photo in your photo reel, in your photo.
Oh, yeah, it's my baked eggs.
When you hit my albums.
Oh, that's today. Fuck, yeah. That's pretty good.
It does look good, doesn't it?
Somehow I've downloaded Gemma's story.
Oh, why'd you do that?
I don't know. I don't know how it's there. Anyway.
Yeah, mine's a screen grab. Oh, did you see Bodhi's new car? I put it on our Instagram.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Very dangerous. Can't just say it's going way too fast.
Yeah, but that was for a boy who stayed inside most of his childhood upbringing.
What would if he cracked his head open? Would you feel bad?
He's got a helmet on. Could you not see the helmet?
Oh, no.
He won't crack his head open.
Okay.
If anything, Dad will crack his head open. I think I've mastered it, though. Mm. I nearly put a dint in the next door neighbor's garage door. I smashed right into it.
Really?
But yeah.
Hang on, you were in it.
Well, I've been driving it. He's so protective of it. He doesn't want anyone else touching it. And that includes me. And then when I put him in with me, he wants to drive it himself, which is very annoying. And so it's more dangerous if he's got the wheel and I'm with him.
Should we offer people to call in on the show?
How could you do that?
I could turn that on right now on the Roadcaster.
Actually, whose phone are they going to call? You don't want to give out your number.
Yeah, they can call me. Right, I'll give you the number. I'm just going to connect it up. Just a little bit of a Thursday fun one. I'm just going to go.
You're really going to give out your number?
I'm sure people could find it anyway.
Yeah. TJ's number's on the website. Might as well just give that one.
Fuck off, mate.
Give me a sec. I'm just going to. You just talk.
Absolute. You're an absolute rat. I'm going to tell your address right now.
Okay, great. I've got a little club update, actually. I got an email back from John about the life hack that I sent out about the saving $50 from the Victorian government. Thanks, 97. We've done this before and it helped us save money. The $50 was sweet too. One tip we got off a friend who works at AGL was if you switch to AGL for gas or electricity and quote an AGL employee's office number, then you get access to a friends and family discount. Can't remember what the discount was, but it was better than the advertised price. Cheers, John.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty handy if you could find someone's number. I mean, I always do the I was on Domino's last week, just getting a cheeky pizza, and went and found a whole bunch of promo codes.
Oh, great.
One was like 50% off. Here's the annoying thing. It was logging me out of the order every time I put in one that wasn't correct or wasn't valid. And so I wonder if they've done that on purpose, like when they start, because then they get on these websites where you can find discount codes when little scumbags like you just jump on and send them to your mates or to the Lifehack Club.
I've just put in my number into the chat, so if you want to
on YouTube call,
on YouTube there, yeah, if you just want to go there, hopefully
that's a good idea. So that does that mean that your number is going to disappear at some point? Because those comments don't stay there.
I don't know. I'm just waiting for the call. Let's see who
calls. Oh, real inky doo's been 3 hours and 35 minutes on TikTok this week.
Oof.
You know who I'd be very curious to understand their screen time? Tully.
Oh, yeah.
Tully is just at home.
A lot of TikTok, a lot of Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. A lot happening on her feed. Have a lot happening when a lot isn't happening.
TJ?
Oh, me? Yeah. Yeah, getting around that. She loves it. Loves it.
I'm just still waiting for a call, everyone. Please call 04-00-55-571.
This feels like Shepparton. Put a phoner out there. Just sit back. Hear Sims, the crickets.
What's your family up to? What's the deal? Are they all at home?
Yeah, I mean, we just got an IKEA desk delivered today, which is exciting. It's exactly the same as my desk here. It's got like white trestle legs and a wooden top. But mum was using a whole dining room table in my old bedroom for her work desk. But now she's got a actual desk to get set up at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sam's really dialing in all his baking. He made a cauliflower soup for lunch, which was all right. And I don't like cauliflower. So.
And you had some?
Yeah, I had a whole bowl of it.
When do you reckon you started being fussy with food? Because you got to admit, you are, Sevs.
Here we go.
All right.
Hello, this is the Daily Talk Show. Hang on, give me 2 seconds. Hang on.
Yep.
Hello, this is the Daily Talk Show. How are you? Who's this?
Russ Keys. How are you, mate?
Oh, g'day, Russ. How you going?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I appreciate the call.
First time over mobile phone, not the first time with a walkie-talkie.
No, part of the 3KM club.
Are you...
up the technology today.
Russ, yeah. You're using a landline. Whose landline are you using?
I'm actually calling over VoIP from my Microsoft Teams client.
Is this a Microsoft Teams integration?
Yeah, it is. I thought I'd have a chat with you today about how you can move your live stream to Teams.
what's work been like since all of this stuff's going on?
It's been great talking to customers. We've had a lot of opportunity to talk and promote obviously remote working. It's a big area for a lot of our customers at the moment, and a lot of the big organizations, although they can provide the capability, a lot of their staff are having problems with issues like not the right amount of bandwidth or not having enough gigabytes of data available. So it's definitely about how can we change the conversation and the spend which customers push into things like their data network, mm-hmm. and then turning that back onto their staff and providing more better home, work from home solutions. So,
Russ, what's happening with the Microsoft 365? Because I saw they released a consumer package.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite exciting. So they're dropping the Office 365 brand, and they're moving now to a Microsoft 365, because Microsoft 365 incorporates Windows 10 as well as enterprise security and mobility. So they're really trying to break down the business to consumer kind of side, but providing some good access to tools like Microsoft Teams for home and family, so that you can chat and collaborate with your family, share files, shared calendars, and being able to do video calls over Teams with your family. So it's going to be very exciting what's happening in that space.
Really make this a Microsoft Teams integration.
It'd be absolutely genius if it was a real integration.
If we're getting paid, that would be amazing, Russ, if you can connect us with
Other
the marketing.
Other than that, though, I'm really enjoying working from home. I've got a new stand-up desk, which I'm loving, and some new toys to play with at home, work-related toys. So, it's been really, really good.
Thanks for clarifying, mate.
New Lego.
After this week's penis pump conversation, maybe you have to clarify, you know? You never know.
And, forward to drinks with the Gronks tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
yeah. What are you drinking? Let's get a. We're not going to do the rounds tomorrow, asking people what they drink, but maybe we can get one
I'm
in now.
I'm going to get on the wine tomorrow. So work have just opened up a friends and family offer with a Treasury Wine Estate. So I'm looking forward to getting some new wine in from them. So it should be good.
Oh, great. Nice. Awesome, Russ. Thanks for the call. 0400 552 571. We're taking your calls until 5 o'clock.
No, we're not, mate. I'm going to pick up my wife.
Oh, yeah. What time are you going to go?
I'm going to leave in 5 minutes.
Next 5 minutes, okay. Yeah.
We've got five more minutes.
Great. Grace is saying that New Zealanders are panic buying cauliflowers.
Why? That sounds... Speaking of cauliflowers...
I think that the plural of cauliflower is just cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Every time cauliflower. You say cauliflowers...
Cauliflower.
Yeah, right. Anyway, speaking of them, mum bought a purple one.
Yeah.
She's planting a purple one. It costs $4 for a seed.
Okay, we've got another one.
All right, who's this?
You're on air. This is the Daily Talk Show. Who's this?
Hey, Josh Campbell. How's it going?
Oh, Ramble.
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 Yeah, good.
What's going on?
Not too much. Just making the most of being at home.
Yeah? What have you done today?
I've gotten some film back from my Nishika, which is that 3D camera that I use.
Oh, yeah.
And I've just been putting together some of those videos. So really, really takes a long time to do, but it's a lot of fun once.
So is it still photos, like it film, or what is it?
Yeah, so they're still photos. It takes 4 photos at once, so then I turn the 4 photos into an animation, and mm-hmm. So it sort of wiggles around one sort of object in the scene.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's great. Isn't there an app for that?
I think there's a brand that recently came out that made an app to do that. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, you're right. There is an app that you can use your iPhone to do it.
Yeah.
But it's not the same.
No, I know. It's like if I was to just add a filmic look to my photos, you'd be pissed because you like film cameras. There is something about it. It's actually more, it ends up being more about the process. Like Sev's having, for anyone, Ramble is the one that gave Sev's the disposable or like the film camera to take to LA last year.
But we didn't chuck it out, don't worry.
No, actually, have we?
Not disposable, that's quite an expensive camera.
Okay, no. Is disposable film or no. You just, it's a film camera?
It's not a disposable camera.
Anyway.
It's a point-and-shoot camera, so it's, super easy to use, but it's the same sort of size as a disposable. You just don't throw it out.
But it was nice because Sev's, had to get it out, and we went, he took a photo of the Scientology sign. Like it's attached to memories beyond the photos, which is nice because you've got to put in some effort with it.
Yeah, 100%.
Ramble, what's your favourite Instagram account at the moment? Just one Instagram account? What are you liking?
Oh, that's a really tough question. You really, I was like, I'll be able to answer this easy, and now I'm thinking about it. Maybe I should not think about it.
Yeah, how about do this?
Just what's the one that you like the most?
What I like the most? Mm. I've been liking what Hayden's been putting up.
Hayden Dibb?
Yeah. He put up a funny photo today of him flipping the bird, and I'm like, I can remember seeing that a lot. He does that to me a lot, which is quite funny, though. But it's just a bit of
fun. Yeah, great.
Well, one you should follow is slowcarb.meals.
We're not opening to everyone, but we might. Ramble, thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Okay, now the number 0400 552 571, taking your calls for the next 2 minutes.
2 minutes to go. What's for dinner, Josh?
I've decided not to have dinner. I'm feeling really? After I had a boiled egg or whatever as a snack halfway through the day, and I said to Bri, I'm like, I actually don't think I need it. So she's cooking a little chicken thing, and we're keeping the steak for tomorrow. So
yeah,
0400 552 571. Yes, on the barbecue. It was a contentious issue last night about the barbecue.
What? Because you didn't clean it.
No, I'm just worried about the gas running out. And so,
well, if it runs out, go get more gas.
Okay, here we go. Just stand by. And
if this is Bree from the other room, I'm going to be very happy.
It's, the Daily Talk Show, who's this?
Oh, you got a second call.
It's Queen Gronk.
Oh, hey, Queen Gronk, guess what? Just stay there for a second.
Are we doing a three-way?
We're merging calls. Queen Gronk and Jordan Michaelides, how are you guys?
Oh, fun.
I'm delicious. How are you?
Oh, did you just say you're delicious? These are the sorts of guys at the gym we're talking about. Just delicious. Yeah.
No, Wow.
How's everyone
doing? I mean, I just wanted to call because I can't stand an episode where it's not all about me.
No, I get it.
Three in a row.
Hey, you've had your ghost today, Gemma. You had the morning.
That's true.
Yeah, this is true. But I'm an egomaniac.
Is it raining where both of you guys are right now?
It is in Mount Elbert.
Yeah. And Jordan, it's raining for you as well?
East Melbourne.
Yeah.
Nice and wet, windy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's just stopped, actually.
Oh, that's good.
I can confirm there is rain in Bulleen, guys. Rain in Bulleen.
Now, just to end, we'd love to get the highlights of both of your days. We'll start with you, Jen. What's been the highlight of your day?
I went for a socially distanced walk with Fiona today, so that was nice.
Oh, beautiful. Where'd you walk?
Oh, Coonan Creek Trail. Where else? Oh,
great.
Where dreams are made.
Oh, beautiful.
What about you, Jordan?
So it's a hard one between sleeping in until 11 because I've been sick.
Are you depressed?
No. I've had a nasal infection, so I've been a bit run down. Or I went and got my flu shot today.
Oh,
don't
really?
Don't forget to get your flu shot.
Oh, good. Good advice.
And so I actually got a text message from the doctor that I got my testosterone test. Did you get that as well, guys?
Yeah, I got it.
I guess they're really low on work at the moment because they're like, hey, guys, we're still open. We're open for business.
No. Did you read that?
Yeah.
You didn't read the text message. They're basically saying that they can do consultations, bulk build over the phone.
Oh,
they're pushing
it.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Telehealth. Yeah, it's telehealth.
I think mine said something different.
Yeah, I got the same text from my doctor. I don't think it's a...
Central Medical is open as usual and provides bulk bill GP... Okay, telehealth. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
No, it's a good service.
I got a message yesterday and they said, because I needed to get a referral because Gemma recommended I go and get some treatment done at Laserderm. So I need to get a referral. Yeah, and I couldn't see them in person as of Monday. They're only doing telehealth unless you're going in for a flu vac. But everything else is on the phone.
Amy got her flu shot yesterday, and then we had the classic flu discussion of do you get sick? Do you get the flu from the flu shot? So I did a bit of research.
Oh, that conversation kills me.
Well,
yeah, that conversation ends now.
Yeah, I mean, that's
as Jordan's suffering from fever from the flu shot.
No, did it hurt?
I ain't got no fever.
How did it feel, Jordan? Was it on in regards to injections? Was it all right?
Fine. Yeah, she actually told me today that like one in a million people from the flu vac get is it Guillain-Barré syndrome?
What's that?
What is that?
I don't know. I actually haven't.
Way to sell it in.
Yeah, you were the one that said, oh, don't mention the fever, but you're mentioning some disease that we don't even know about.
One in a million, though. Guillain-Barré, a condition in which the immune system attacks the nerves.
Perfect. Oh, great.
Sounds horrible.
It's an acute thing. I think you can get it treated. It's not like you're going to die, but you must get it treated.
Perfect. There's a snippet for today's
episode. Hey, just quickly, what are you drinking tomorrow? I'm assuming you're coming to Friday Night Drinks, Jordan?
I might, now that everything's arrived, I'll either make an aviation cocktail.
Ooh!
Or, just because everyone loves purple, right?
Yeah.
I want to be a bit different. And, Jem, I'll put it in crystal as well.
Please. I appreciate that.
Or maybe an old fashioned.
Nice, old fashioned. Jem, what are you drinking? Your old hound.
Well, here's the thing. With cocktails, I understand thinking about it in advance, but you guys are the only people I have ever heard talk about planning what you're going to drink a day ahead of the drink.
Well, you need to make sure that you have it.
This is what we talked about on Friday Night Drinks last week. Jordan Michaelides is fully stocked at all times, as is the Watts household. You just make do with what you've got otherwise.
Well,
how do you know what you're going to feel like?
Now, I think
day?
That this is you know, like traveling. When you travel, the whole idea is, or the excitement comes in the planning and all that sort of thing. I feel like as much as it is about the drink, also the planning is a little bit exciting. What else have we got, guys?
I disagree. It's like if you were to go out to a restaurant, which is something none of us would be maybe ever doing again, but if you go to a restaurant, I don't know what I want to eat 3 days ahead of time.
Brie actually looks at the Instagram. She'll go into the location, look at all the meals. It's like going to one of those Chinese restaurants that have all the photos up.
Okay.
And so I can just go.
I understand, but in the lead up, I mean, how can you know? I'm such a wild card.
You're a grog
even
dog.
Then, what if you have a heavy lunch versus a light lunch, and then you get to dinner? Like, how could you? I'm with Gemma on this. I reckon it's just in case rather than just in time. So you want to have it all there just in case, and then you
Look, Josh, you could bring their levels down right now, actually. absolutely not.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah, Shannon saying more TDTS hotline apps, please. Love the anticipation for Friday night drinks with you there, JJ.
Did you do that a lot, TJ? Would you just bring that when you were in Shepparton? When you were done with the call, would you just mute them?
Shut them off. Hang them up. Send them out.
All right, great. You've got to go pick up Amy.
Yeah, I'm going to go head off. So in terms of what I'm drinking, I'm going to head to the bottle shop probably when it opens tomorrow morning and get myself something. We've got a bottle of Moët in the fridge, which we could pop.
Moët?
Is it Moët or Moët?
I think Moët. Mate, it's fucking Moët.
I think Moët. It's
Moët. Of course it is, but I'm just calling it Moët.
No, Moët. It is Moët, you idiot.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Of course it is.
But 97's laughing at me like, ha-ha, joke's on Josh. You're actually wrong.
Moët.
That's Moët.
I want to, at some point, be able to work out what a TDTS drink looks like. Mm-hmm. And so where we could build one out. Like, I think this is the time you say everyone's stocked, but, I mean, right now I've got, like, Captain Morgan, Midori, a bunch of crappy spirits. There's not much I can make. It'd be very, very weird. But in the future, it'd be nice to have the same, everyone preps the same drink. Mm-hmm. It's like, hang on, didn't Gemma do a tequila-themed party or like a Mexican-themed party where most people are going to be drinking tequila?
Yeah, that did happen.
Well, then if you do a party where you make the drink, you've decided what everyone's drinking.
Yeah, it's very true.
So you kind of know what to expect.
A limoncello would be nice.
Yeah, limoncello. You can make
hard
that one up.
Tea from Grace and Gemma's saying Moët.
Yeah.
Hard tea, Moët. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Have fun.
All right, great. It's a daily talk show twice a day, 11 a.m. Yeah, that's right, 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. We do it live on YouTube. And also it's still available as the podcast like you're listening to. If you are enjoying the show, please leave us a review. So it gives me something else to do with my screen time. Because at the moment, I'm just looking at other people's reviews. Just sort of a little bit boring.
So leave us one, please.
Yeah. The other little tip also, Josh's Tech Thursday segment.
Okay. Tech Thumping Thursday.
Google Podcasts is on iOS now, and I'm really impressed with the user experience.
It's a good app.
If you type in Google Podcasts into iOS, you'll see it there. Interestingly, Pocket Cast, which I used to recommend, we're seeing a huge drop in numbers of use. It seems like since the sale, all that sort of things are changing there. So but Google Podcasts, I'm liking it a lot.
This is a Fitbit decline in share price all over again. This is disturbing.
Anyway, it's the Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you then. Bye.
Oh, just quickly, what time are we doing Friday night drinks?
Every day,
four,
every week.
Four p.m.
It's on Zoom.
Yeah. And it's the best because it's... And it's the best because it's not nighttime.
.com/gronks. You can sign it's up. It's not... So, yeah.
It's not nighttime, but they're Friday night drinks. That's what we call them.
And they're going to go late.
Friday night drinks in the Arva.
Oh, yeah. We're doing kick-ons. Kick-ons is a thing. We're doing it?
Yeah.
Great. Recorded or just not recorded, right?
No, not recorded.
The kick-on is not recorded.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay.
You can't bring the camera into the VIP booth out the back. Absolutely not. The shit that goes down there, that's what's going to happen. So, thedailytalkshow.com/live is where you watch it. But as Josh said.
It's thedailytalkshow.com/gronks if you want to sign up.
No, I was saying if you can watch it. Oh, yeah, but then to sign up,
If you want to join the kick-ons, you
I interrupted Josh every time he was saying it, so I'm just trying to reset it for you guys. thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks. Sign up to be a VIP only if you want to be a part of it. Otherwise, you'll get spammed and you'll get sad.
All right. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Have a good one.
See you guys.